Okay, so we're in Parak Yitzchak of Pesach, Maamar Ayin. Zechor es hayom hazeh asher yetzasem mi Mitzrayim, mi Beis Avodim, ki b'chozegi ad hotzi Hashem eschem mizeh. So we have here a tzivui to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the pasuk. Ki bechozek yad hotzi Hashem eschem mizeh. So what does this mean here? Ki tevas ki bepasuk zeh. So vele shnei pirushim. You can understand it two ways. Hapirush ha'echad hu shakol ha'amur bepasuk zeh. Nichlal hu bichlal ha'zechira. V'nyano lomar ki alecha lizkor lo rak sheyatzata. So one way of understanding it is the pasuk is telling us two things that we have to remember. Number one, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And two, to remember how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out bechozek yad. He took us out in a very powerful way. That's perush number one. 2.2 in the Zechira. Vapirush Hasheni hu shetochen haZechira hu rak uvdat hayitziya la'atzma. The second perush is that there's one thing that we are mitzvah here to remember. We're mitzvah to remember what? That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. B'sefer Dekra einu ela nesinas tam al mitzvah haZechira. Why do we have to remember? Because Hashem took us out, because Hashem took us out. Not only to remember that Hashem took us, yeah, but also remember that bechozek yad. L'fi peresh hasheni tevas ki mitpareshati b'derech nesinas tam. Because d'haynu shemivnei zeh alecha lizkor. V'yesh lanu limtso hechra bein shnei ha'perushim alalo. We're going to go very quickly here through Os Aleph because it's coming to bring us to the next point, not to get caught up in this point specifically. Between the Rambam and other opinions, the Lefishi does have Rambam. According to Rambam, this pasuk is the source of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder, on the 15th of Nisan. Lashitas hacholkim ala pasuk zeh nemar al chovas haskaras yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. According to the other opinions, there's another opinion that the mitzvah that this pasuk is talking about, that we have to remember yitzias Mitzrayim, is talking about the mitzvah of every single day that we have to remember yitzias Mitzrayim. V'lo chovas leil tesvav shenomad mimakom acher. V'hine anu yotzim chovas hazechira d'chol yom al yedei kriyas parshas tzitzis. Well, the parashas tzitzis, right? Where you'd say the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim every day in the parasha of tzitzis. Well, the parashas tzitzis ain zecher al hotzah v'chozek yad. Hare shalahanach shitos asovrim d'zechor asa yom hazeh huchov asa zechira d'kol yom. Bal korcha shetev aski b'pasek zeh mitparashas b'derech nesinas tam. Okay, according to those the shitos that zechor esayom hazeh is the zechira of every day. So when it says ki, then it's because. Why do you have to remember zechor esayom hazeh sheyitzis mitzayim? Because it was bechozek yad. Ve'lo kechelik mitochen hazechir zikaron atzma. Right, it's talking about every single, according to this opinion, that it's every single day. So it's not to remember the bechozek yad. The mitzvah is to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim because it was bechozek yad. And here at the end of the paragraph, Rav Wunder is saying, again, we're not getting caught up in this point of the two different opinions, the Rambam and the other opinion, but Kedei shalolafu, it's using it as a springboard. Kedei shalolafu sheplukta. We don't have to dafka increase machlokas. We can try to look for common ground. Aleinu lamar shegam harambam. Even according to the Rambam, that it's the mitzvah from this pasuk. We have the mitzvah of zechiras leil tesvav. So that aleinu lomar shegam harambam lo polegalze ubavadai shachal aleinu chovas biura shal nesinas tamzu. So, in short, according to every opinion, bein Rambam bein achirim, we want to, let's again focus on where we're going towards. We want to understand what is this idea of understanding of the pasuk as a because. Remember the chiyuv, no matter how you slice it, the chiyuv of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because ki bechozek yad hotziah Hashem eschem mizeh. Why is this chozek yad? Hashem took us out in a powerful way. Why does that bring about a chiyuv of zechiras hayom hazeh? The Ketzad, last line of Os Aleph, the Ketzad mitchayevet, he has zechira mitoch ha-hanogat b'chozek yad dafka. Why does the chozek yad dafka bring about the chiyuv of zechor es hayom hazeh asher yetzatan mitzrayim? That is the question. That's what we're going to explain. Os Beis. V'nir alonu lefaresh dover zekir l'kaman. So now we're going to deepen, sharpen our understanding of chuzik. What does this mean here, b'chuzik yad? Hine mi divreyam shal chachamim yodim anu. If we I'm sorry, Ariel, can you call my wife for a second? Knock on the door with any other, let me call my wife for a second. V'nir alonu lefaresh dover zekir l'kaman. Hine mi divreyam shal chachamim יודעים אנו כי יציאס מצרים ונראה לנו לפרש דבר זה כדלקמן. My wife was gonna bring out some soup, and we want Dafkin wanted to focus beforehand on what we were focusing on beforehand, and while we're learning, so then it's you can do two things at once. Follow the thoughts here in the Maimer. V'nir alanu osbeis. Ken v'nir alanu lefarish dover zekit lakaman. Hinei midivreim shal chachamim yodim anu ki yitzias Mitzrayim ba l'olam bekocha shal hanhagas ha-dilug. What does this mean? Nitka v'nitkayim ba b'yitzias Mitzrayim ha-mikra ha-amor b'shir ha-shirim midaleg al harim. So the way that we left Mitzrayim was bedilugim. Bedilugim. My wife was on the phone now with my son, who's in the army. In the army, it reminds me the association. Just like we were that little exercise beforehand we did with the mind, taking us to different places with association. Okay, so association. When I hear dilugim, in addition to the pasuk of Shir Shirim that Rav Hunder is referring to, I think there's a command in the army when you're running forward, the mefaked points out the place that you're running toward and tells the other soldiers, like if the enemy is on the hill, so he'll say, or on the mountain, El Hahar, El Hahar, on the hill, on the Givah, El Agivah, Acharai B'dilugim. Dilugim is jumping, meaning you want to keep low. The soldiers are lying on the ground with their rifles. You don't want to charge forward. So one at a time, each soldier then will jump, run forward. There's dilugim, the sense of jumping, and then hit the ground again. And then the next one, jump forward again. So it's dilugim, it's jumping. So when we left Mitzrayim, we left. We left Mitzrayim, bedilugim. It was we jumped ahead, right? It was What does that mean when we speak the everything supernatural moving Am Yisrael forward is jumping ahead. Okay, and in addition to that, Rav Winner says, "Klomar lo ma lo mitoch matzav haschiyot sheYisrael b'shas haYitziyah ela dafka mitoch hadilug matzav shel haschiyot." In addition, Rav Winner says, I'm mentioning on the side the supernatural aspect of jumping us forward. Rav Winner here is focusing on the jump, even on the spiritual level. The Hashem took us out of, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we jumped ahead, not according to our schuyot, step by step, because we merited to move up from box 1 to box 2, so we move up, and then you merit moving up to box 3 and box 4. When we left Mitzrayim, that's called a malach, on a spiritual, on a malach ruchani, that would be natural. You're zocha, naturally, to 1 to 2 to 3 to move up. When we left Mitzrayim, we didn't leave Mitzrayim because of our tremendous schuyos that Hashem said, oh, look, they have so many mitzvahs now in Mitzrayim, I will take them out of Mitzrayim. They tilted the scale, and therefore I'll take them out of Mitzrayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of Mitzrayim? Because of
the love of Tamar.
Then why did we merit Kilu? What's the schus that brings us out?
The bris
with the avos. Because of the avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that he'll bring us out of Mitzrayim. דafka מיתוח אדילו גם מצב של אסחיות ואשר אל קנו סקקגו לאס מיצרים take if bad חלטה להפתחה של בריס אבוס בריס דafka וזוהי תורה אדילו ההנגה במאסה היונקת את כוחה ממרום השורש של צור חוצבינו. The hanhaga, which what is yoneket, nurses, mean nourishes. It's koach, it's strength. Mimarom hashorish, from the root of tzur chotzvenu, from where we are, with our source. Tzur chotzvenu is like taking a rock at a quarry, where you're taking the rock out of its source. Umidaleg al kol haemtza, skipping over the middle steps. Back to the source, back to the promise to Avram Avinu. Dainu, skipping over al kol hachshbonot shel zchuyot vechovot shel hasha'a. V'chein u'mefurish b'mikra v'yishma es nakasam. And what? After Bnei Yisrael is crying out, v'yizkor es briso. Hashem remembered his bris, to his promise to Avram that will take us out. V'na'alahu me'al kol safik. Kin, it's above any doubt. Ki inyan ze hu tochen apnimi shel hanaga chozek yad haneemar begulas Mitzrayim. This is the chozek yad. Hashem took us out b'chozek yad. He threw us out forcefully from Mitzrayim. Meaning bedilugim, jumping. Meaning skipping over the normal process of because you were zocha, therefore you're moving ahead. Hashem plucked us out because of schus of us and threw us ahead out of Mitzrayim.
But Yishlachet HaMakar, the Tivugim, is it connected? But Yishlachet HaMakar?
But Yishlachet HaMakar, in which way?
The idea of Tivugim, is this HaMakar connected?
I think in the Nes aspect of it, that there's also something there in the Dilugim, connected to all of the Nisim. Here, he's, along with that, he's focusing in on the promise to the others. And where does that connect? The Hamuvan HaPnimi Shel Hanagat. Where does it connect to the Zechira? Hamuvan HaPnimi Shel Hanagat HaChozek Yad Hu Hu HaItgabrut Al kol otam hachshbonot shel zchuyos v'chovos v'hizdakakut lehanhagas here you see the connection to zikaron. Hizdakakut lehanhagas hazikaron shel brisovos. So what happens? What triggers the diluk? What triggers Hashem jumping over the normal path of all of the cheshbonos of din v'cheshbon? Do you really deserve it? In going back to the avos, Hashem going back in time is what? What's that called? When you go back in time and you're connecting it to something that happened in the past, what are you using?
Imagination.
You're using, or more specifically, so when you focus on something, more specifically here, in this
memory.
In Hebrew?
Zikaron.
So who's using the Zikaron here? In Bris Avos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating with Zikaron, memory, when he takes us out of Mitzrayim. V'nitzeinu limidim, ki ha-chozek yad, shenitgala begulas Mitzrayim. What chozek yad, forcefully, diner, jumping head, hu al-yudei, ha-ishtamshut, b'midas ha-zikaron, shel malak aviyachol. Hashem, when he takes us out of Mitzrayim, is using his memory, he's using his Zikaron. This now learning pshat in this pasuk. Zechor es hayom hazeh asher yotzasa mitzrayim ki bechozek yad hotzi. Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim bechozek yad, and he taking us out chozek yad, jumping yad, means he used his zikaron to remember the avos. Therefore, you also zechor. Parallel Hashem, you use your zikaron. Kolamar mekevon de bechol zikiyaroti Hashem eschamim Mitzrayim. Hare kan lefaneinu midat haishtamshut bekoach zikaron shel malak aviyachol. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is using his zikaron. Umemela bederech mida keneged mida mutelasi hachova aleichem. Bnei Yisrael, l'shtamesh b'koach hazikaron shel mata klapei geulas Mitzrayim v'zehu perush nifla le'mevinim. You understand this? This is a new, beautiful perush on the pasuk. Zechor, es hayom hazeh asher yatzasa Mitzrayim mibeis avadim ki b'chozek yad otzi Hashem eschem. Chozek yad. Again, because skipping over the cheshbonos, because it was going back, his memory, his zikaron, to zechus avos, so therefore we use our zikaron, zechor es hayom hazeh. V'achshav oz gimel, a one-liner in oz gimel, now, or having said that, v'achshav mutelas yachov aleinu, lohorod be'etzba al omek miyuchad hanimtza b'pirshanah. Now, let's dig deeper in understanding the dynamics here. The dynamic, as some of you already brought to the surface when you mentioned Nechon, the connection, Dimyon, and memory, that's exactly the direction we're going. Ozdalad. Rahuna now takes us to the world of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. B'meshach hazman, Rabu b'beit midrashenu, hadrishot v'atviot, many times in our base medrash, we've tried to explain et ha'akdama le'igeres ha'musar, the igeres ha'musar of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote a letter, igeret ha'musar. Igeres and the ha'akdama of the very start of igeres ha'musar. We've tried to explain many things. Rav Huna says in our base medrash, Shenem ruba dvarim, shastima merube mehem ala pirush. Shastima merube mehem ala pirush. So it seems at first like nistar, hidden. It's more hidden than it is clear. Hello, and we're going to try to explain. Hello, elehem advarim beigeras hamusar. Quote. This is the beginning of igeras hamusar. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, Ha'adam chofshi. B'dimyono. Man is completely free in his dimyon, in his imagination. V'asur b'muskalo. Asur here as a lashon of down, of being held. Like Matir Asurim is freeing those who are bound and constricted. So we are completely free. Man is free in his imagination and bound in his secha. Hadimyon nachal shotif. Imagination is a roaring, a flowing, a rushing river. Vasecha yidba. Secha will drown. Im lo nolichenu ba'oniya. Unless we lead it, navigate it. Unless we, what's it, a boat, a ship. If we don't navigate the ship shell, rigshat hanefesh b'sa'ara karuha. So the seichel will drown if we don't navigate it on a ship through the rigashot, the feelings of the nefesh, and the storm of the spirit. Ad kan. Again, the Hagdama to Igeret HaMusar. Ha'adam chafshi b'dimyono, v'asul b'muskalo, ha'dimyon nachal shotef, v'asechel yidba, im lo nolichenu, ba'oniya, shel rikshat ha'nefesh, v'sa'arat ha'ruach. V'hinei pohu ha'makom, איתנו, says Rav Udner, לפרש מקודם את כוונת הדברים בכלליותם, ואחר כך נבוא בפרטיות על סדר לשונו. To explain this, we're going to explain the general idea, and then plug it in, we're going to plug it in afterwards, and understand more clearly where we started from. Okay. הכרתו של האדם יונקת משני מקורות. What we recognize, in general terms, two general terms, right? There are two sources. Then hakarato shel adam yoneked mishneihem mekorot shel sechel v'chush. What we recognize through two possible tracks: the sechel, our mind, and chush, our body. Even if we don't think too much about the cake, the chocolate chip cake in front of us, and we eat it, even without too much seichel, we'll recognize it. The chush will feel. And there are other things, again, that we recognize because of using our seichel. Bevadai shetfisato shel hachush mugbelet hi ma'od legabe tfisato shel haseichel. Now looking at let's look at the nature and the pros and the cons of each one between these two tracks. The tfisa, the way the body grasps things is it's very mugbal. What does mugbal mean?
Accepted.
I'm sorry?
Accepted.
I didn't hear?
Limited.
Limited. Very limited. Legabe tfisaton shel haseichel. Shegein hachush eino tofes el oto haprat shehu ba ito b'maga b'ota sha'a. The body only recognizes what it comes in contact with at that given moment, that the body comes into contact with it, through whatever sense the body comes into contact with it. V'ilu haseichel harei uchovek olam umlo'o. The mind can take us around the world. The mind can take us to the other side of the ocean, on a plane landing in an airport, thousands of miles away. It's chovek olam umlo'o, takes us around the world, v'korech biyachad kol ha'azmanim, shal avar, any time, the past, the present, and the future, avar hoveva atid b'tfisato, in a way that it grasps. V'lu'umat zot, on the other side of the coin, when we compare, contrast the contact that we have with things outside of us through these two tracks of the mind and the body, that which we recognize through the senses, the physical senses, it's much more tangible, it's much more Right? Mamash yud. Mamash is the. It's much more. We sense it. It feels much more real. When it has more strength, harbeta kifut me'asher ha'akara ba'ol ha'adam derech ha'seichel, as opposed to that which comes to us through our mind. Both in shabein ha'seichel va'achush rovetzeti tohom rabba shel pirud. There's a great distinction, pirud, separation between the two. Ha'seichel po'el b'musagim shel hafshata. The mind works in an hafshata, in an abstract manner, v'iluachush poel ba'atzamim shel mamash, in concrete. When we say real, that means from the real, from a physical perspective. Nachon. So real in terms of the physical, mamash. When we say mamash, is something shel mamash. When we say mamash, not just an idea, like when people say fluff. It's fluff. There's the ideas, you know, philosophies and fluff. You know, real talk tachlis, right? It's talking tachlis. You know, it's tachlis. What I have in my stomach? Tachlis. How many dollars in the bank? Tachlis. What am I going to? What's on the menu? What am I going to eat? That's through the senses. Okay, that's mamashistic. Mitoch kach yotzei ki ikar adifuto shel haseichel. Summing it up, the main advantage that the seichel has is in its freedom, its range. It takes us, again, any place, freedom of place, freedom of time, all over. Shekein ein bo mehagbalat hachushim. It's not limited to the specific moment of the senses. V'lomato dikar adifuto shel hachush u'bekoach habhirut shelo. The strength of physical sense is in its clarity. Real. I got it. Shekein ein bo me'afshatat ha'seichel. It doesn't have any of the abstract of the mind. Ozvo. Kol ha'chizayon anal shel ha'tohom. This whole chizayon, a vision, the way we've been looking at the things until now regarding the tremendous to home, the abyss, right? This we mentioned last time, that separates the two. Kilu, we have on one mountain Seichel, on the other mountain Chush, and each one with its strengths and each one with its weaknesses, and the tremendous to home, abyss separating the two. Nachon hi b'shah sha'seichel v'chush nidonim hem b'fnei atzmam. This is true when we look at each of these on their own, being completely separated. Completely separated. Right? An extreme, and there are extreme, sometimes there are people that on either extreme. So you can have a person who's completely indulged in physical existence. And that's the only way that they measure anything, is only through the chushim, through the physical. Sometimes you can have someone who's completely removed from the chushim and totally living in the mind. When that's taken to an extreme, that could be in terms of functioning in this world, that could be insanity. Removed from reality, because reality works with concrete. Okay? So we're heading towards bridging the two. Aval akushta de milsa nimtzaba adam, man has within him also koach shel gesher kesher. Two ways of saying connector. Bridge, kesh, and a connector. Gesher kesher. Connection, a connector. Habanui al gaba shel ha'tohom hanal, a bridge over this tohom, the abyss between the two mountains. Asher al yedei ha'gesher hazeh, through this bridge, harei ha'seichel v'achush harovtzim mishnei evrei ha'tohom mitarfim u'mitmazgim. The two join together, the seichel and the chush, the mind and the physical senses, the body, connect in a thousand ways. The yotzrim ayidekach harkava achida. They make up a unit of shel seichel v'chush, or chush v'seichel. Shmo shel agesher kesher azeh hu koach hadimyon. The bridge is the koach of dimyon. וכמו בכל גשר, כמו כן בכל אחדים, יונה הולכת, היא התנועה משני כיוונים. It can work and it can operate in both ways. It's a two-way street. Hakivun echad hu min asechel el hachush. Vakivun hashini hu min hachush el asechel. And he explains. Klamar, halo kvar amarnu shetokvo shel asechel hu bechiruto. We said the advantage of the seichel is in its freedom. Sheken hachushim mitzad atzmam mishulalim hem echirutzu. The physical senses do not have this ability. Mikom makom. כשהכרה עוברת דרך הגשר של דמיון מן השכל על החוש, הרי היא מביאה איתה רוח של חירות גם לתוך החושים. For example, בשעה שאדם בעל קינה רואה בטובת חברו, concrete example, a person who is jealous. He's jealous of his friend. הרי אף על פי שהעין אינה רואה אלא טובה פרטית זו, של אותה שעה, הנה כוח הדמיון מזווג את העין עם החירות המיוחד לכוח השכל. If someone is jealous of someone else, a child in a family, one child is jealous of another sibling, thinks the parents are treating the brother or sister better than you know, a favorite. The other one is the favorite child. So you see one specific thing happening in front of you. They get permission to do something specific, or what's a concrete example? What's an example over here? Of sibling rivalry. They get to use the car. Okay? They get permission to use the car. So you saw one point. And with that one point, okay, yes, you can have the car, you can have the car keys. Right away, that triggers off. Oh, they're getting that. They're getting the car keys because they like my sister because she did this, because she, and they're for sure then going, I know what's going to happen next week, she's going to get this and she's going to get permission to do that, and you add on 10 things in your mind that are going to happen because of your jealousy. You saw one thing in front of you. There was one concrete thing that the eye saw was giving over the car keys. And that triggered off. Harei hu mitzayer leatzmo et tovat chavero kishi kfula u'mechupelet al guf hatova. It's doubled, quadrupled over the specific thing that happened in front of you. Apratit sha'ayin mitzad atzma roeh ad shemachmat zeh. Because of this, nolad pitgam ha'olam. There's an expression in the world ki yesh la lekina einayim gdolot ma'od. Jealousy has large eyes. I think that if anyone's holding in Berenstein Bears, I think that's a phenomenon called the green-eyed monster, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's that way of perceiving all what's going on with jealousy, and in your mind making all kinds of associations that very often are totally twisted, not reality, but your mind, because of the jealousy. It triggers off the perception. כלומר, חוש הראייה יצא מהגבלתו המיוחדת לחוש. Seeing is חוש, it's concrete, it's the physical seeing. ונתרבה ונתגדל על ידי יניקתו מכוח החירוס של השכל שהביא לו כוח הדמיון. וזוהי התנועה על גבי הגשר של הדמיון בכיוון האחד מן השכל על החוש. So this is one direction. We said between the dimion connecting between seichel and chush, where the mind has something, you have something concrete in front of you, and the mind wanders from the concrete. Min haseichel el chush, the mind. What he's saying here, min haseichel el chush. You could understand the opposite, but he's saying min haseichel el chush is the mind wandering from the concrete to all kinds of going off. And you could have a flip side as well. On the other side, the advantage of the physical senses is in the clarity. It's very concrete. As clear, as much as you try, you'll work at getting sheer, but probably as much as you'll... I'll say it in this context, probably as much as someone tries to be taking in Rav Huttner's words in a shir in your mind, probably the Pachad Yitzchak cake is more clear than the Pachad Yitzchak ideas. The Milo of the Chushim is more, right, there's greater clarity of the Chushim than of the ideas. The clarity and feeling, as I said, real. The mind doesn't have what it grasps in the mind. It doesn't. It's not experiencing in that physical manner. We can connect the two here in the other direction. For example, Hare ro'im anu k'sha'adam shakua b'zichronot. We were talking before about memory. When a person is trying to remember something, v'hu ma'ale l'toch hazikaron shelo, he raises up into, thinks about something that happened in his past, and he thinks, he visualizes a picture, et mare panav shel chavero, of a friend of his from 10 years ago. Hare hazikaron hazeh mitchazek umitpaher pi kama, the memory will become much more clear, im yagishlo hatatzlum shel tmunat chavero. If then, when you're trying to remember your friend, somebody shows you a picture of your friend, then it becomes that much sharper. As much as the mind will conjure up, let's take 5 years ago. Okay, as much as my mind, 5 years ago I was in camp with someone. As much as now I think about that person in my mind and I visualize that person in front of me, when someone now will show, after I'm focusing it on my mind, someone will show me a picture of that person, so obviously I have a much more clear image now of the person, and now it's very concrete. V'hainu mishum shederech ha-tatzlum hazeh, through this picture, chadra muchashiyut, the concrete penetrated the zikaron shebemoach, the memory in the brain. K'mochen yeshnam b'nei adam b'alei dimyon chazak, there are people with strong dimyon, a strong sense of imagining, of visualizing a picture. Sheheim mukhsharim, they are talented, litzor b'dimyonam, to create in their mind through dimyon tmuna mukhashit, a concrete picture, kedei lamchish al yedei kach et hamusagim hasichliim asher b'mocham. They can, people, there are people that are, this is a talent, that can create a sharp picture in their mind of something that their mind is trying to grasp, or something that their mind is trying to remember. This is clarity of thought, right? When you have, for sure, in genius level, you have the genius will have a very sharp picture in their mind of many, many different steps in some kind of a process that they afterwards will go and express. For example, or someone with a photographic memory. So we'll have a picture of it in their mind. V'zui atnu'al gabei ha'gesher shel ha'dimyon b'kivun ha'sheni min ha'chush el ha'seichel. This is the other direction. Min ha'chush el ha'seichel, that's making an idea in our mind more mukhashi, more concrete. Taking the seichel and giving it chush characteristics, photographic memory. So the other side was one side was taking the specific chush, what I saw in front of me, one action, my sister getting the car keys, and then my mind takes it in all kinds of directions, and I can conjure up a whole picture, which very often is completely distorted, right? But I can take it in many different ways. The other side of the bridge is where something in my mind, I can take it closer to being something very concrete. V'lo, the last line over here, no, Zayin, she'ikar binyan Hashem dimyon morehu al tchunat ha-gesher shebo, she'ken kol isko. Rav Hutner here points out a connection in dimyon and how it operates. Dimyon milashon lidamot, to compare, to make it like, lidamot. This is like this. So what is the... This is like this. It's connecting the seichel and the chush. That is what the dimyon is doing, bringing the two together. Sheken kol isko einel ela bedimui. It's comparing. The ainu achad mishnayim. O shu osek bedimui hachush ela seichel. O shu osek bedimui haseichel ela chush. Sometimes it's taking, right, and it can go in all kinds of directions, as we know. And sometimes in all kinds of directions that are very distorted. That is, as it, one example, it's very funny, it's like, it's hard to believe. I bought this book before I knew about the following fact. The guy, came out recently, within the past few years, the guy, Lehrer, wrote a book, Imagine, about how imagination works. So it turns out, this was taken off of all the shelves of Barnes & Noble. Why? So he has a chapter here, Bob Dylan's Brain. And it turns out that he made up certain quotes from Bob Dylan. And tried to get away with that. Like, he was holding in Bob Dylan, so some things that he says are accurate. But he wanted to, like, spice it up a little bit more to make his book exciting. He got carried away. He got carried away with his imagination. Mamashkach. I think he was sued, and it's like obviously the person was like very pulled towards imagination. So that, you know, that can be it can be dangerous. That's called, as a wonder speaks about. Yeah, that's called hirhurei avera. Hirhurei avera are where we have the chush, the physical, our physical existence, and the imagination can take it in all kinds of directions. We'll sum up some ideas now, lo per, because of the time. And there's an idea, hirhurei avera, yuma daf chav tes, hirhurei avera, kashim avera. Now on one hand, in terms of a mais avera, we know that we're punished on a mais avera when we do an action, concrete mais avera. But there's, what does this mean? See, in the end of the second line, hirhurei avera kashimei avera. Because as we said, there's something about where the mind takes us that is bigger. The action is very limited. The action of an avera can be a couple of seconds. The mind can be occupied for hours and hours and all kinds of places and taking them to all. So there's an aspect of hirhurei avera kashimei avera. It's some kind of understanding of what that line means. On the flip side, imagine with all of the risks of imagination and the challenges of channeling and focusing and navigating, which we'll get to in a minute, to sum things up. with the dimyon, there's also a tremendous power towards the side of our, within our world of, in our lives as Torah Jews, of harnessing these kochot of dimyon towards kedusha. Here a concrete example: the flip side in Os Ches is Rav Hutner brings the Chayi Adam, that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, in the middle of that paragraph, liros es atzmo kiilu hu moser et atzmo lahariga al kiddush Hashem. We can imagine ourselves giving up our lives, dying al kiddush Hashem. It's intense kol hadimyon. It's using imagination, using kol hadimyon towards being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. The chayodim klal chof alef sif yidav. The flip side, where if we're using the kol hadimyon within our mind and conjuring up this image, we are ready to be moser nefesh al kiddush Hashem. How that enhances our kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. Turn the page to this is a little bit further elaborating, and then what I know, just to touch briefly on the points here. So that is, having said that, we see that the Korach HaDimyon, so Rav Hutner calls in Nos Yud in the second line, Shegam Korach HaDimyon Ben Chinuch, it could receive Chinuch, it could be trained. It's not a wild animal that can't be trained. It's sometimes a wild animal, running wild all over the place, but it can be trained. It takes effort. It takes energy. But it can be, it's a bar chinuch, and that's how he explains in the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Remind us of the words of Yisrael Salanter. Ha'adam, Chofshi b'dimyono. Now we'll understand it more clearly. Ha'adam chofshi b'dimyono, because in dimyon we're completely free. We're flying all over the world, and past, present, and future. V'asur b'muskalo. This is part of being bound by. This is the aspect of seichel in terms of logic, which we're separating here between imagination and logic. Hadimyon, but to come back to Dimyon, Nachal Shotef. It's a rushing river. Again, it's taking us all over the place. Vasechel Yidba, that Sechel on the side of more specific control of the mind, where we want to keep it focused and hard, is Imlo Nolichenu Ba'onia, unless we navigate and lead it, direct this Korach of Dimyon, Shavishata Nefesh V'Sarat HaRuach. That's what I mentioned to some of you in the Friday Shir and the other context, what Rav Dessler mentioned here in the piece on the left, Michta Melio, Chelik Dalet, page 252, where he brings the altar of Kelm that plugs in this idea that Rav Hunter is talking about to the strength of the Avos. What strength did the Avos have? This is a mind-blowing line from the altar of Kelm. It's underlined. B'maya sigu ha'avos hakdoshim b'chok gdolei olam et madregatam. B'maya kocham yafeh mikocheinu. What was their strength? V'yishiv heim yadu et ha'koach ha'adir shebitziyure ha'lev. They had a very, we spoke before about a photographic memory, to be able to create a very clear picture in someone's mind and remember something, but not just in the realm of memory, but in their entire spiritual world, to relate to that as well as the real world. Physical man, Adam HaMuchashi, only someone who operates completely in the physical world. The real world is only in the physical world. I had a teacher in YU that was actually not Jewish, that I respected, gained a lot of respect in my eyes when they mentioned it was in a business class. And the teacher was Makbid. When they refer to what's going on out there in the world, very often people of the world, when they're speaking to students, they'll say, when you get out there to the real world, not the real world, the other world. There's a real world in one sense, here. There's a real world there. There's a real world of soup and brownies, of soup and chocolate chip cake. That's a real world. And there's a real world of ideas in Rav Hutner. And to be able then to operate as well, just as real, this is real, and that, to bring that side of being real within a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the tremendous strength of the Avos. B'tziyurei halev, in the images of their heart, meaning, this is exactly along these lines of the strength, the koach hadimyon. That's the challenge, right? The chocolate chip cake is right in front of us. The ideas here in this, for example, in the words of Rav Hutner, in the words of the Daf Gemara, the words in the Ketzos, that I have to work hard to be able to take out and taste. That's what Rav Yitzchak is saying here, right? And expressing this is like, it's not fair, you know, like, it's not fair, right? You put a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you do me like, we would have the same access to the spiritual realm, to the realm of, or the realm of learning of the mind, of learning Torah, as we do within the physical. And to finish off, going back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore, you see where we're going, therefore, it connects back to the Zikaron . Let's read Yudalit, finish it off inside. Nechonim anu achshav, now we're ready. Nechonim anu achshav, lachzor la'atchalat ha'dvarim. To go back and finish off, let's move Os Tesvav, last Os. Ha'pasuk hazeh shel zichor, mitparesh lanu, ki hu sovev, olech, al ha'malach shel mida, keneged mida, as we explained. We remember because he remembered. I'm sorry, I'm breaking the... once again, I'm keeping up my track of breaking the rules with the time. I'm sorry. I'll say in advance, though. I won't be able to make it next week, next Wednesday night, and the week afterwards. I also won't be able to make it because I'm going to be in America for a week. So, and at least the next two Wednesday nights, you'll be able to get to sleep on time. So let's finish up. Sorry. Hapasuk hazeh, again we said, Shalom zechor mitfaresh lanu, ki hu sovev olecha ala malach shal mida keneged mida. Sheken, hanagat hachozik yashal gulus mitzrayim, b'midas hazikaron imushreshet. We said it's rooted in zikaron. In his, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zikaron of him remembering the avos. And then we, mida keneged mida, we use our zikaron to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Va'achshav ma'mikim anu et machreshet ha'machshava b'malach zeh shel mida kenegen mida ha'ganuz b'pasuk zeh. Hinei af al pi shenitbarer lanu b'ofen klali et chuvatenu ba'olameinu la'azrim b'toch ha'afshata shebesechel et adifuta shel ha'muchashiyut. In general, the challenge in front of us is to try to inject into our seichel, in the areas where we want to lead the seichel with the koach hadimyon to connect it to the concrete. But the example that we gave, a concrete example of this in mekabel ol malchus shemayim, making that more concrete, imagining us being able to be moser nefesh l'shem shemayim, or in memory. You know what? Even on another memory, trying to see the words of Torah in a clear way, like a picture. How do we say? Crystal clear. You see it, right? I can. there the mitzvah zu shel zikhiras yitzias mitzrayim the lel tesvav nemra lanu chov zu bimsuyam uvehedya. And here it's mentioned specifically on Pesach Na, on Leil HaSeder, on the night of the 15th. The b'mitzvah zu shel zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim nemra halacha. This is like the Maccabee Patish, the final blow, beautiful line, beautiful idea, bringing it together. Now here specifically, nemra halacha shechayiv adam liros es atzmo k'ilu hu yotzo mimitzrayim. How do you achieve that? Only through koach hadimyon. To imagine, sitting, what are we supposed to, at Leil HaSeder, we're supposed to be picturing ourselves that we are leaving Mitzrayim. Chayiv adam liros es atzmo. We see ourselves as if, through our imagination, as if we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Kolomar, chov ha'yaleinu la'achnis muchashit, in a very concrete way, l'tocham shel ha'asagot v'ha'muskolot, the ideas in our mind, sh'anu misaprim b'hem b'leil tesvav. V'chov ha'zu shel ha'achnasat muchashiyut k'lulai mitzvat ha'zichira shel yitzias Mitzrayim. U'magalem lanu pasuk zeh sh'gam chov ha'zu mushreshet hi b'malach shel mida k'neged mida שגופו של הפסוק סובב עליו. שההוצאה בחוזק יד עומדת היא בהנהגה של זכירס בריס אבוס. חוזק יד, not going through the natural process, because Hashem jumped over that with his memory back to the אבוס. כמו שנסבר באוס בייס. בזכירה זו של בריס אבוס כוללת היא בתוכה זכירה בדרך חוש של הסתכלות בהפרוש של יצחק וממילא אותו המהלך עצמו של מידה כנגד מידה המחייב את עצם הזכירה מחייב הוא בעומקו גם את הזכירה בדרך חוש וחייב אדם לראות את עצמו כאילו הוא יצא מיצרים. The chiyuv of zechira is taken to the maximum using of the memory, that part that you hear in this sense, the kesher gesher, the connector, taking our seichel, trying to give it as much solid, concrete, picture form, turn it into a reality that we feel we left. Chayiv adam liros es atzmo, k'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. So, zeh be'etzem asher ratzinu l'vayah. This is the idea. We have a tremendous, hopefully a tremendous insight. Even if we've touched this idea in the past, but a deeper understanding, a better hold, grasp on this idea of dimyon. There is a warning sign here. There's high voltage. There's something. There's a wild side of dimyon. But at the same time, realizing that it's a bar chinuch. We can be mechanechet, and we can train it, and we can adirava, we can use it, we can benefit from it, to be able to enhance anything which within our seichel that we're interested in enhancing and making more concrete, turning it into a reality. To bridge these two, we have the ability al yedei zeh lo. Of the Rikshat HaNefesh V'Sa'arat HaRuch. Shalach Lachem. With my usual, at this point, apology, I'm sorry about the overtime.
Thank you, Eddie.
Shalach. I think maybe also on some kind of messianic level. Some kind of Mashiachic level. If anyone has a cough for 60 more seconds of a thought, not in a, like a thought, maybe, possibly, to get to go and see certain things happening. On a level of the mind, maybe my mind just running wild, but you see certain things going on now that of using of the Dimyon in a holy kind of way, that are a kind of a renaissance, or it's a kind of a, it's an amazing idea of, I mean, it's very small right now, but you know, first of all, within music, in fact, like, there's been a lot of growth of Jewish music, different kind of ways. Music is also very closely related to Dimyon. It's bringing the mind to different places. Or, I just heard a new Breslover put out within Hasidus, naturally, so there's sort of more of recognizing this power. It's interesting that Futner speaks about it as a real mitzvah, because there's a bit more within Hasidus. There's a Breslover that just put out a movie, Sipurei Ma'asiyot.
I saw a poster for that. No, I have not.
So the idea of using movies is all dimya, right? It's all using the imagination. To use that to be able to express ideas in Rabbah of holy stories is using dimya in the holy stories. That's what Gula is part of, the maturing of a full expression of Torah. The fuller expression, of course, it's within Torah being mature and even Torah business in a richer way. And everything being taken richer means that even using this koach ha'dimya in a richer way. So, should have mentioned at the beginning. Definitely had an impact on me. Tonight is within Lubavitch, right? Lachaim, Nachon, Yig Fabrengin right tonight. So we had this is a Fabrengin of the Friedrich Rebbe was Nifter, the previous Rebbe, but the last Rebbe was the seventh Rebbe within Lubavitch. The sixth Rebbe was called Friedrich Rebbe, and the Yath was Nifter on Yitzchak. And it wasn't Rebbe until a year later, on Yud Aleph Shvat, Rebbe Rachmanel agreed to take upon himself being the Rebbe of Yud Aleph Shvat. So Yud Shvat is the Yerzer of the Riyatz, and Yud Aleph is the Yom HaMessias, the Rebbe of the Kingdom of the Rebbe. So we had our Shkara. The right side of the brain, the left side of the brain.
You should have a shiva about it.
What?
You should have a shiva and shiva about it. Like one of the rotating cloaks. Dale theory.
The video is a combination of Sefer and how is the physicality in the you're trying to conjure up a concrete image of yourself. So a concrete image is a sort of push. That's within your mind. Your mind, I want to say how, trying to get closer the concrete world, see an actual, an all imagination exercise.
No, it's just a
sharpening the.
Yeah, it's just a concrete vehicle.
concretizing the sefer. And not included in it.
Yeah. I've heard strongly that. I've heard there's certain people, that there's very few people even like try to imagine this. There's certain people that that through intense study are able to disconnect their body. Like they can make their body like if their like arms or legs, the sensation like your leg is no longer like part of your leg. Like,
it can be taken as an excuse.
So that's really have an impact where you no longer are in physical contact. Like your arm is no longer like certain like this wild thing. Like, so that's really make a combination. Here's another question. A while back, you played this song from Open Our I was trying to get a hold of that. I wasn't able to. I looked it up online. I got lost in a. Where would I be able
what's
to?
What's the US in the
Open? I was there. I was going to ask, but I was somewhere. I was somewhere. They doubted that I had. I said,
"Well, that's a dummy. When you go to Galapagos, ask for dummy.
You think they would have
there? Dummy, you love him like an owner there. He knows. He knows about family.
I've been there a couple times. Other guys have got it. I think Ben got the 10 albums for 100 check or something. And then you get a shot discount. Great deal. Very powerful song. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right, 10%.